So let's chat a little bit about disability services for a moment. What does that mean, and who could those services help?
Yeah, that's a good thing to dive into because sometimes the language trips folks up a little bit. So when we say disability services, what we're talking about is any student when they come to college, whether it's HCC or anywhere, if they have some area of identified disability that leads to perhaps a challenge or a barrier in the classroom, what disability serves to do is to step in and identify what specific supports might help just level the playing field and really ensure equal access. And so that's where we would come in the team with student wellness, and we would assist that student to just have a conversation and really determine what is it that you might need specific to those courses and kind of make that mutual decision, identify those supports, and then put that in place so that we're communicating with faculty for that student.
Sure. And so, what would a student need to do if they felt they needed more support in the classroom?
Definitely. So the first step is a pretty important one. So at the college level, a student must self-disclose. And all that means is they just need to reach out and speak up. So that could be that they connect with a faculty member and say, "Hey, I might need a little bit of extra support. Who do I go? Who do I ask about that?" Or certainly they could reach out directly to us in Student Wellness.
Okay, great. And one of the questions I feel I have, I don't know if everyone else has this, but is this something that a student needs to do each semester? Is kind of renew that request, or do you guys stick with that student for their entire term here at HCC?
Yeah, and that's another important part too. We try to offer that reminder, but it's so easy to forget. Certainly, I do as well. But for students, that process does have to be renewed every semester. And that's important because each semester, your classes would change. And
Sure.
so, whereas supports that someone might need for a science class might look very different than what they would need for a math class. And so, the decisions that we make about what supports are needed in the classroom really are specific to what courses a student has that semester. So to circle back around, yes, it is something that process has to be done every semester, but we're able to step in and complete that as soon as a class schedule is completed. So in essence, as soon as a student registers for the following semester, even that early, we can go ahead and complete that process so it's done before the first day of class ever starts.
That's great, and I never thought of that before, where it's class by class, because you're right, it could be completely different.
Yes.
And I'm assuming also in person versus online, if a student changes that up a little bit, you guys have the ability to step in and do that customization for them, really.
Absolutely, and that really brings me to another point, Michelle, and that would be that one thing that differentiates performing disability services at college versus, for example, at the high school level, is we're able to make changes really at any time up until the last 2 weeks of the semester. So that means if we have that initial conversation and we complete accommodations and we have that in place at the beginning, but things change, or perhaps the student, gets more immersed in the class and learns the instructor, they might identify additional barriers. And we're actually able to, throughout most of the semester, go back and revisit that with the student and make changes as needed.
That's great. So, as far as cost, is there a cost for this type of service for our students?
There is not, and that is something I always try to really announce when I'm explaining about our services is that it's free. So for any and all HC student, everything that we do within student wellness is all free. There's no copay, there's no discussion of insurance. We're here for our students, free of cost.
That's amazing. I just love that.